Hi everyone, my name's Dan, and on behalf of the staff of Christadelphians, welcome to this podcast. Over this four-part series, we're going to be looking at forgiveness as it's taught in the Bible. We've got four questions about forgiveness to cover in this series, one for each week. The questions we're going to look at are, why would I want God's forgiveness? Is what I've done too bad to be forgiven? Why would God want to forgive me? And finally, how do I obtain forgiveness from God? So on to today's question then. Why would I want God's forgiveness? Well, forgiveness can be a difficult subject, can't it? Because none of us like to have our faults or our failings pointed out to us. But as we work our way through these questions, we'll see that this is exactly the process that we have to go through in order to obtain forgiveness from God. It's not only that we need to be humble enough to accept when our faults and mistakes are pointed out, but we need to learn to recognise these things in ourselves. Before we get properly into this subject of why would I want God's forgiveness, I want to just establish what it is that we want forgiveness for. The answer is sin, but what is sin? It's described most simply in 1 John 3 and verse 4, where it says, "Everyone who makes a practice of sinning also practices lawlessness. Sin is lawlessness." So sinning then is breaking the law, or more specifically God's laws, which includes things that are morally wrong, but might not be against the laws of the land, for example having an affair. God's laws are summed up by his son Jesus in Matthew 22, verses 37 to 40, when he's asked by a lawyer, which is the most important of God's commandments? And Jesus says, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the great and first commandment. And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbour as yourself. On these two commandments depend all the law and the prophets." Now Jesus cites these two laws because there is no sin that you can commit that doesn't fall into one of these two categories. So now that we've established what sin is, let's begin to deal with our first question. Why would I want God's forgiveness? Well, some might say that it's your responsibility to seek forgiveness from the all-powerful Creator if you've offended him, in the same way that you would apologise to your parents and ask for forgiveness if you'd offended them. However, that's not the only thing. There are benefits to God's forgiveness, both short and long term, for us. Firstly, in the short term, even if the people or person that you've offended can't or won't forgive you, God will forgive you, providing, of course, that you're sincere in your remorse and your request for forgiveness. And the benefit of this is that it provides peace of mind. The writer of Psalm 32, who was a king of Israel, sets out the relief that he feels now that he's confessed his sins to God, and he'd done some pretty terrible things, as we'll see later on. Psalm 32 reads, "Blessed is the one whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man against whom the Lord counts no iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no deceit. For when I kept silent, my bones wasted away through my groaning all the day long. For day and night your hand was heavy upon me. My strength was dried up as the heat of summer. I acknowledged my sin to you, and I did not cover my iniquity. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and you forgave the iniquity of my sin." Now anyone who's suffered extreme guilt will recognise these feelings. The hand pushing down on you, your insides feeling like they're on fire. And this king of Israel, David, he felt them too. And we can almost feel the weight being lifted from his shoulders in that last passage. "And you forgave the iniquity of my sin." So another short to medium term benefit of God's forgiveness is that it offers you a clean slate to start again from, no matter what you've done. And the Bible gives some graphic illustrations of this clean slate. If we look at Micah 7 and verse 19, it says, "He will again have compassion on us. He will tread our iniquities underfoot. You will cast all our sins into the depths of the sea. If you think about the things that you tread underfoot, it means that it doesn't matter at all to you anymore if you're treading something under your foot. And that's the way our sins are to God. Once he's forgiven us, then they are trodden underfoot. They're absolutely meaningless to him. And when he casts them into the depths of the sea, he's throwing them far, far away from himself. And he doesn't think on them anymore. And if that's not a clear enough illustration, we can look again at Psalm 103, verses 11 to 13. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his steadfast love towards those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far does he remove our transgressions from us. As a father shows compassion to his children, so the Lord shows compassion to those who fear him. So, as far as the east is from the west. Stop and think how far the east is from the west. In terms of space, you can go east for as long as you want, for as far as you want, but you will never reach a point where you can't go east any further. And the same applies to west. And this is how far God puts our sins from us when we ask him for forgiveness. So it provides that completely clean slate when all of our sins have been thrown away. And as well as the benefits that we've just looked at, there's also the long-term benefit of a place in God's kingdom when the Lord Jesus Christ returns, a time when peace will reign on all the earth. Well, that's all for this week's podcast. We really hope that you found it helpful. If you'd like any more information on the things that we've discussed today, or on the Christadelphians in general, please feel free to contact us. You can do this via our Facebook group, Stafford Christadelphians, or visit our website, staffordchristadelphians.org.uk. Finally, I just want to say God bless you all, and may he comfort you always. Goodbye.